Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope all of you have had a bountiful Thanksgiving and feel rested after your food comas. I definitely do. With all the new protocols in place at work and staying at home, this past year I feel that my husband and I have become more adventurous in cooking different meals. This was our first official Thanksgiving as a married couple, and we decided to cook the whole cornucopia of Thanksgiving foods. I made a turkey breast roulade, which is where you take a turkey breast, fill it with stuffing, then roll it up, and I covered mine in bacon, and then you bake it. Leftovers are just as tasty as the main meal. And then my husband made mashed potato balls, which are mashed potatoes surrounding cheese, then breaded and fried. Then we did maple bacon Brussels sprouts, apple chicken sausage ciabatta stuffing, I know that's a mouthful, and cheddar biscuits with turkey gravy. And to round out our meal, we made traditional wassail, which is like a mulled spiced apple cider, and had chocolate pecan bourbon pie to complete the meal. And man, just talking about all this food again is giving me a slight food coma. Anyways, clearly food is the topic of choice today. I tend to bring up food as a topic of conversation with most of my patients, and then have gotten some amazing recipes from them. My new recipe I'm excited to try is German Christmas stolen bread. It's like a dried fruit sweet bread traditionally made in Germany. My patient was talking about making it for their family, and of course, I had to go and look it up. I actually think I may try to make it for all of my friends and family for this Christmas rather than cookies. But we shall see. What are some holiday recipes you look forward to each year? Do you associate a food with a specific holiday? Like Christmas morning for me is pizza frites, which is fried pizza dough sprinkled with sugar. Or 4th of July is always barbecuing. Thanksgiving is, of course, about the turkey and mashed potatoes, and so on and so forth. I'm clearly food-centric and often find myself associating a certain smell or food with specific memories. Like Disneyland has this sweet churro smell and buttery popcorn smell, so every time I get a whiff of those smells, I'm transported back to Disneyland. The smell of oranges makes me remember the ride soaring over California in Disney's California Adventure. And boiled eggs always make me remember all the Easter egg decorating parties my mom used to host. There are many studies that show how certain smells, sounds, or locations are often associated with different memories. Similar to eating a mint before class, and then when you eat that same mint again, you have an easier time recalling that information. But that's a topic for another time. I hope all of you have had a wonderfully food-centric 2 weeks.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.